Prepare to be shocked with Shad Grim Gravy.
Joyce, Conrad, Ionesco, and Danielle Steele, they are the masters, nay, the choreographers of that sublime entomology we call English. But none, I say, are as accomplished as that scribe known as Japanese. Yes, from the land of the system of alive, the lead and beat magic 2004, and Mr. Children are artifacts of such tender tongue massages that we must give them their due. Mama, now join me to gaze longingly on these artifacts of linguistic sublimation. One savvy wordsmith informs us that you can buy excellent gifts by small coin, and that the mighty Soxer comes with beautiful smiling face. Oh, face! Oh, face of super potato, you friendly root vegetable providing me access to cheap electronic merchandise. Oh, Japanese, you take the time to remind us poor souls that your favorite space, animate, is for your pleasure and dream. Caution! Don't lean on the gate. The gate would fall down when lean on it. It occurs you. T-Rumple. Reinvigorate yourself by declaring, I like sporty. And I am yuppie. Shocking. You avatars of all things shallow and cash-driven. But nothing I say is so delicate as this pronouncement of caring and authority. Our shop accepts neither the unjust great success which uses an instrument nor any fraud of coin and a ball. Please understand beforehand that the police is connected with by regulation of our shop, and appropriate measures are taken when discovered. Note, a sentence of guilty has come out of such an example. And what an example it is! I tremble before such skill, such calligraphic majesty. I humbly bow before those titans of typographic titillation, those masters of English, the Japanese.